Before we go any further, let's set a base of wrongness. Let's discuss where society went wrong, when humans turned bad, and how we lost control. Maybe we can work forward from there to help ourselves. This is week 6 of 1,560 of our Blame and Punish podcast, and I'm Bruce Carlson. Last week, we spoke about what bad was that wasn't going to be acceptable and what bad was that we could accept. We decided at this particular time that we were going to concentrate on murder as being the baddest of the bad, so we could concentrate on trying to fix that. But now, having understood that murder is bad, let's try and figure out why and how this all started. If nothing else, let's try and figure out when it started. With all of those pieces of information, maybe we can start to formulate the best strategy to go forward so that neither you nor your loved ones, nor I or my loved ones, will get murdered. This is going to sound like it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's not. I'm just trying to get you to pay attention. I'm coming up with an example. I hope that you'll understand that it's meant to be very serious. Way back in the days of the caveman, when people used to live in caves, things could be very easily controlled. And honestly, I don't know if there were cavemen as they were envisioned in our minds. I've watched the same movies you have, so I think there were guys running around in short animal skin skirts and women wearing some type of top covering and skirts also. This brings up a whole other question. Just off the side here. Who the hell were the first people that decided what naked parts should or shouldn't be seen on women or men? Honestly, why didn't someone make up some type of rule where you had to cover your right shoulder or left earlobe or something instead of your crotch? I'd be down with that. And way back when, wouldn't it have made more sense for the man to wear a skirt so their thing could move around more freely and for women to wear pants because there was nothing there to move around or get in the way of being crushed? Sorry, I digressed. All right, let's go back. Think about it. You had children back then in the days of the caves, and they started to grow up. They weren't really a problem, because they had to listen to you, because they knew no other way to get through life. If you didn't want them, you could cook them and eat them. Who was going to stop you? And if they were bad and you wanted to scare them straight to teach them a lesson, you wouldn't have to send them to the local prison with a TV crew to try and scare them straight. You could throw them out of the cave and a dinosaur would chase them around and maybe catch them, and they would eat them. That would have made them obey you, fearing the dinosaur. If they did listen to you, then all of you would live in harmony and eventually each of you would die and the circle of life would continue. What must have happened was people started to have more and more sex. I mean, come on, if you just live in a cave all day long and you couldn't really go out or a dinosaur would eat you, and at night you didn't have any electricity to turn on lights or watch TV, what would you do? Really, don't lie. That person next to you night after night had to start to look pretty good, even if they really didn't. So you start to fill your cave up with these little cave kids. Unlike latchkey kids, since caves didn't have doors, there was no need for keys, plus the parents were always there anyway because they were hiding from the dinosaurs. Well, eventually, you outgrew your cave, and you'd have to get a bigger one. Too many little cave kids. In the meantime, eventually, some kids either stayed behind in the older, smaller cave, or they went out into the world on their own with your permission and help, or they just escaped. In any case, you then had parents who did not control their children. There was no reason to be a bad parent back then because there were only a few people and they controlled everything happening. It's not like one caveman really wanted the other caveman's car, so he robbed it, and then there was a fight, and then one of them killed the other. Anyway, things were somewhat controlled, I imagine. But those damn cave people kept having more and more sex. Oh my God. That meant more and more children. And damn it, more and more places to live were getting smaller and smaller, and more children were left behind or thrown out to get eaten by the dinosaurs, or since there were more and more children, they just starved to death. But all these ways of dying weren't keeping up with all of the children being born from the more and more sex because all of the people were just locked in caves with nothing to do. Children did what they had to survive. But then they started to have sex themselves. Damn kids. Let's skip up a few years. People started living in huts. More and more kids were running around the streets. Everyone must have hidden well enough to cut the dinosaurs' food supply down to nothing, because now the dinosaurs are gone. Remember, this isn't supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, but I guess it's sort of tongue-in-cheek, but this is serious. Don't start contacting me and saying I'm factually stating what happened to dinosaurs incorrectly. I don't really care why the dinosaurs are not here anymore. I'm writing about something else in our book. I'm talking about something else in our podcast. I'm worried about something else in our life. Not dinosaurs. They're gone. I'm worried about why humans are continuing to be gone at the hands of others, called murder. Not dinosaurs. Let's get back on track. Well, anyway, these kids started making friends. These cave kids. Now hut kids. They spoke to other children about life and the future, and they built things and invented things and tried to make things easier for themselves so they wouldn't have to work as hard as their parents. Heck, sometimes they even tried to help their parents. They discovered electricity, built cars, invented microwaves, created little buttons that would send out signals for their old parents to tell others they had fallen down and they couldn't get up, so someone could come and help them. Those were cool things. Sometimes children are cool. But back in the hut days, as parents, you still had some control over your children because it wasn't like any of them could just drive off into the sunset. This part of the example is still in the days of the huts. The cars and stuff come later. I know I mentioned them, but I was just saying kids did cool things like make cars. They didn't have them yet. If a child wanted to be on their own at that time, they had to make a plan to do so or be a free spirit. But modes of transportation weren't readily available, so there wasn't much free spiriting they could do. But until the days of ships and trains and cars and planes, it took a very committed person to want to go out and change the world. And even if they went a little bit further than a few houses away, like a few miles, the parents could still control most of their children. Of course, as humans, being at the mercy of their sexual urges, regardless of whether children left or stayed, the children started to discover other children who wanted to have sex, and that's why children like bunnies so much. Okay, I guess I didn't have to say that. But still, in the days of the hut, we hadn't really gone crazy yet. We'll go forward in time a little bit more next week, and we'll keep on going from there, but I just want to leave with one thought. I'm going to go ahead and stop now. But the thought is, regardless of whenever we started to go bad, my example in this last few minutes has been because, and we can take issue with this one step at a time, it is because parents lost control of their children. I'm not saying it's easy to control your children. I'm not even saying you should put quotation marks around this word. that you should control your children. Certainly you have to bring them into this world and you have to let them live. But at what point do we start to think about that, where did we lose control of our children? We can go back to the days of the caves. We can go back to the days of the huts. We can keep on trying to come up with some type of time frame. We can go ahead and we can say, oh my God, in 2021, people in the United States, the freest country in the world, in theory, had a number of people get killed because citizens were rioting in their sacred capital of their country. Because someone was leading the people who were going crazy astray. Whether it was the person who called on them to come to the Capitol and have riots, or whether it was the people at the riots who were the first ones breaking down doors, or whether it was the parents who didn't teach their children that they weren't supposed to do something wrong. So why are they telling people, hey, come on out here, let's raise some hell, or go on out there and raise some hell? Where does that stop? Where does it start? I'll tell you where it could have stopped and started. It could have stopped the day that the child wasn't born. It certainly started the day the child was born. Caves, huts, okay. A lot of children going out on their own, fine. But someone still created that child. And if that child created a problem for someone else on our planet, there is no denying that without the creation of that child, we wouldn't have had the problem we're discussing. Oh my God, I talked so much. What are we discussing again? Oh yeah, we're not supposed to be murdering people. And somebody's murdering someone all the time. Easiest way to stop that? Don't create the murderer. Or go all the way back to day one and keep the murderer in the cave with you until you teach them right. All right, end of this week. See you next week. Once again, I'm Bruce Carlson. I hope you'll come back. I hope that over the next 30 years, we'll put an end to people just randomly murdering people. Bye.